thing God generously pours into our lives through the Holy Spirit. Romans 5, 1 through 5 in the Message version. Introduction. Have you ever seen a thunderstorm from the window seat of a plane? I was flying from Atlanta to Dallas recently, and there in 17F, I saw the storm to our right, just out my window. The dark, brooding, billowing clouds danced along beside us, the darkest of grays, the strangest of purples, the kinds of colors reserved for only the most wicked of storms. And as we flew parallel with it, I saw sheets of rain drenching the innocent souls below. Bless them, as we say in the South. The farm landscape looked like patchwork. One area soaked by the storm, then a dry tract of land and city between, then another region dark and wet. Lightning bolts snaked down out of the sky, and I seriously thought about telling the pilot what I had just seen, because clearly that is why you have me here in 17F, airplane pilot, to keep an eye on the weather. It was like watching a play where all the characters were interacting, and I just got to enjoy the show from 10,000 feet above. From my view, it was awesome, actually. But little is beautiful about sitting under a drenching rain, especially if you have plans for your day or if you lack a roof over your head. But to be next to it, to watch nature move at its ever-changing clip and have a fuller understanding of the landscape and what weather does to it, it was beautiful. I'm not as good at seeing beauty